you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to
me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Welcome again another week, yes. You know who's here. Not a shitbird in sight.
Novak's here. Bam and Deco. That's right. A threesome.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for this bullhand for years.
Actually, Shipbirds is here.
And look,
hey,
is that
here
it?
Is. Shipbirds.
Ah, I thought I heard him.
Shipbirds with a beer in hand.
Hey,
take that mic real quick.
Yo, what's up, motherfucker? Shipbirds.
Shipbird, you came over last week because you get paid every week to mow my lawn and do yard work. What did you mow into my lawn?
The word shipbirds.
I saw that. I thought it said shit.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's so big. I was going to yell, but then I realized how perfectly he wrote shitbirds.
He'd
shut the mower off when he'd finish the S, and then he'd go do the H and shut the mower off, so it was, like, perfect, you know?
Yeah.
When I first looked, I thought you carved up a football field. I was like, fucking yes! I looked again, I was like, shit?
Yeah, it was so fun. Big, too. Shitbirds is infamous for starting projects, right? Like, April gives him so much shit, his mind's just fucking confused, so he'll start one, he'll do 2 minutes of it, and then he's on to another and not finish the first.
A drunken raven.
So, he's over here, he realizes, fuck, man, it's like 14 acres, I've been partying all night, I'm drinking, there's no way I'll fucking do this whole thing. So, what he does, doesn't bother to cut any of the other yard, because he has to do Jesse and Apes, he carves out shitbirds, and only shitbirds. And jumps in his van and peels out against the finger. That's all he did. You know, he's infamous for starting a project, not finishing and starting another one. He's at the hot tub. He's here every fucking other day, and you're always emptying the goddamn
Dude,
hot tub.
He'll just empty my hot tub and then take off.
And not fill it back.
And I'm like, are you going to fucking refill it? Like, he just empties it. Like, even the other day, it was a brand new fresh water, and then I come out, I'm like, why the fuck is this thing half empty? And then Novak's like, shitbirds came over and, like, put, like, do you just get addicted to emptying hot tubs and then leaving?
Well, I figure I gotta drain it like 6 or 7 times to get all the Novak Hep C out of it, so.
Yeah, but even when it's clean, he walks over and all the shitbirds shit in it, and then it's just a mess, and he's gotta drain it.
Speaking of that, I got laid in that tub last night. Some bitch was licking my minging ass.
Before we carry on the show, man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a real piece of shit right now.
Dude, we just drove home from, Ocean City, Maryland today.
Oh, yes.
And then I drove past Elkton, Maryland and realized that shitbirds live there. What the fuck did you do at that place?
Dude, hard drugs, probably.
I screwed all their women and moved.
Elkton, yeah. Is there any, like, good bars out there?
J.J. McCooley's was cool, but that was years ago. I don't know if it's still hopping or what. I mean, I haven't been there for a long time. But
is it like little shitbag, little... ghetto houses, like, out on the side of the road, or is it actually, like, clubs or whatever?
Well, I mean, you got, like, Chesapeake City down there, which is all, like, you have the river there, and all the boats and stuff come up, and yachts, and it can be a pretty hopping little town. It's like, full of bed and breakfast and crap like that, but...
I don't think I've ever actually been into the town.
Yeah, Chesapeake Inn down there, Chesapeake City, and, J.J. McCooley's up there in the mall.
I like dive shitty bars. Like, we stopped at a bar on the way up to Dover, Delaware,
yeah,
some shithole. It was just a bunch of bikers hopped up on meth, and, like, it was just fun in there.
But you guys stopped at that bar coming back from Punxsutawney. I wanted to...
Oh, dude, we got
like,
that story,
we
dude.
We got to get home. I was that's so good.
Good and memory, dude. That's a great fucking story,
you guys
story,
pull
man.
In, and I was like, why are we stopping? And then all of a sudden, someone's like, hey, you guys got to come in here or something. And then the next thing you know, it's like 3 hours later. I was like,
Digo was so
they never seen nothing. Like,
he just wanted to go home, right?
And we're dude, like, I was having fun, but I was too hungover.
Because all you had to do was have a brew, and you wouldn't be hungover anymore.
I had like 2 brews.
But I'll tell you that.
That's the tried and true idea right there. Just keep on drinking.
He goes like,
hangover.
I'm not coming in, dude. Just go get your drink. Let's go. We went in to get 6 packs to go, right?
I came in.
And me and Bam and Dunn walk in. And he was like, fucking, man, let's sit and have a brew. So this little fucking waitress bitch is sitting there running her mouth to us. I'm like, dude, Deacon will be so furious if I send this waitress bitch out and demand her to go in the van and pull him out. Remember,
like, somebody else was like, oh, they want to talk to you, like a manager.
I had people going out and
get you. Tony, and then that happened there.
Deacon's like, fuck,
so,
man.
Done, or somebody got
it was so worth it going to that bar.
That was great.
Think about the logic of being hungover, though. Like, you're hungover because you just put poison into your body, and then to cure the poison, you have to drink more poison.
It's the only idiot.
Just like heroin addiction.
Sweetest poison.
Yeah, like, you're
make.
So sick from doing heroin that you need to do
more
heroin to feel normal.
You just got to go less and less, get weed off.
That's the best part.
Yeah, we went, I slept about 48 minutes and 48 hours, right? So, long story short, we're at this fucking place, right? I hook up with this bitch. Yeah, I'm real fucking on point, guys. I'm a piece of shit. Bear with me.
Deco is in the corner right now just crying laughing because you look like such a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, he's just scratching his side like trying to remember the
hits. Dude, I got like an Ocean City filth company, man. I got hell, man. I don't even want to be in my own body right now. So I'm at this party, right? This bitch, she's ready to leave. She's like, no, man, come on, come on. She, like, talks me into going with her, right? I'm like, whatever. It's fucking 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, all right, cool. Ocean City, Maryland, one-time deal here. Let's go for it. It'll be a good story Monday. Damn it, it wasn't. We get in the fucking bitch's car, man. And I'm like, cool, we go to your house and party. We're driving. 40 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck is your house, bitch? She's like, well, I'm here with my parents, and they're, like, sleeping. We can't wake them up. So the bitch proceeds to take me to 7-Eleven.
Did she even have booze?
She buys me a case of beer at 7-Eleven at 8:30 a.m., takes me to a goddamn park where I get loaded.
Oh, that sounds like real fun.
I was
party in a park.
At 8 a.m. on a hot
8 a.m. when you're already
I'm
like
I'm starting to get
hell.
Sober. Yeah, like, I'm starting to see life for what it is at 8 a.m. It's bright out.
Light for what it is.
I'm like, dude, please let me die or get into a dark fucking bar. And I'm in this fucking playground. Kids are running around. I'm running to a swimming pool. People are doing swan dives and shit. So I get loaded, and I'm like, I bang the bitch out, right? Swear to God, true story. I got her bent over the fucking little playground shit, and I'm banging her out. After I bang her out in her ass and everything, I don't even like anal sex.
But the kids are running around?
Yeah, well, it was right off to the side behind like a big oak tree and shit. So I was like, dude, this is a one-time thing. Let me just put it in her ass, even though I'm not really into it. So I do it. We're done. She's like, you know, Novak, can you be a lookout for me? I'm like, what? Were you smoking weed or something? She's like, I gotta take a shit.
Yeah.
She wanted me to be a fucking part of her shit team after I just banged her out of her asshole, man.
Shit.
I'm like, man, I'm out of here.
So
bitch.
Embarrassing.
Fucking no, man.
Think about that. Yeah. Like, yeah, you just banged me in my ass. Can you like be on a lookout? Because I gotta go in the woods and take a minion and shit.
Yeah, I don't even think bitches do shit when they're pretty. Like, it's hard to see.
Well, you probably
don't ever tell me when you got a shit, bitch. Like,
you just scrambled her log with your dick, and then she just had to blow out an omelet, a chocolate omelet in the hot Georgia sun.
That's just.
Yeah, no, man. Can you be out on the lookout? Because I gotta take a dump.
I can't believe the bitch tried to include me in a shit mission, man. What's wrong with you, bitch? Tighten.
I would have just hitchhiked back.
Yeah, right, dude. I was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I was just down for it at this point because the bitch had me by the balls.
So wait, she didn't have any toilet paper with her, right? So she must have just, like, drip-dried that shit.
Shit birds. I did not look into it that much.
God,
it,
dude, is all Ocean City, Maryland is this.
Yo, I don't want to be that guy to, like, ask for a photo That's and an mind. Autograph, but... Can I get a photo and autograph, and then you can call my nephew and say, what's up?
Did you ride the drunk bus around for a dollar?
Hell no.
Everybody, everyone says, I don't want to be that guy.
I swear, like, it must be a fucking a book that comes out about talking to famous people.
I don't want to be that guy.
They always say that. Yo, I don't want to be that guy. It's not like, yo, I don't want to bother you.
Everyone started the conversation with,
yo, I don't want to be that guy. But
I swear to God, it's
you're getting ready to be.
It's just like, well, you're being that guy.
I know, I don't want to be that.
But you're being it.
Some kind of fucking manual they have to keep.
I don't want
to
be that guy to get an autograph. Can I get an autograph?
Well, you're being that guy.
I know, but I don't want to be it.
Well, you're being it. It doesn't make sense.
Did you guys go into Purple Moose down there?
Hey, wouldn't let me in. My ID was on the boardwalk.
Oh.
Fuck that
oh
place.
My God.
Fuck Secrets. You go to Secrets, bitch, I'm killing your mother and your kids.
Oh, yeah, we go to Secrets, and they're just like, you can't get, well, it didn't really help the fact that Novak had a shirt that said "Gilded Cunt" on it. But
motherfucking right.
My shorts, you couldn't see my knees. They were too long.
He had like clamshells on.
And then finally Novak just got fed up and he name dropped. And then the guy at the front door was a fucking idiot and he had no idea what even MTV was. So then we just were like, fuck it, we'll go somewhere else. We go somewhere else. Everybody from like Secrets, they were like trying to track us down. Like, oh,
the owner
we saw
it
like,
up there.
Too motherfucking late, man. Hire a door guy that knows their shit about things.
Yeah, like, they the place that we went to next to Secrets was so stoked because they hate those fucking rich yuppie fucks. They gave us two bottles of Patron. They're like, thanks, man. Stay here. Drinks on us. Patron's expensive, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Two full bottles. Then, oh, this is a good one, man.
Oh, this is the best. What was the place called? You met Mackey's.
Mackey's.
We go to Mackey's. Yeah. And, Dude, come on, Deke.
You see your slow motion, buddy. I'm fucking hell, but I saw that one.
So this 45-year-old Ming Yang comes up, and she just starts sitting at the table, and then, What happened? Was she just pissing you off?
Nah, this her intro to the table pissed me off, right? I'm standing there. All my friends here. We're sitting, talking, having a good time. I'm standing up, and the bitch knows where she wants to go, right next to millionaire Mr. Margera here. So she just shows no respect and pushed me out of the way.
I would give her the Stanley Cup. Give that woman a prize.
I hate to be disrespected by a bitch that just shows me no respect to talk to him, dude. I hate it.
Plus, before that, he overheard her talking to her friend about how she needed a tampon. So he had that stored in the back of his mind.
It's
so
22 like, years old, not like, attractive, fat.
He just calls it. It was so fucking funny in front of everybody. He just goes, bitch, you're a Ming Hag. Bring it over other Ming Hags. Because she invited her other Minger friends over. And he's just like, you're a Ming Hag inviting over Ming Hag. And plus, we can't even fuck you because you're on your period. And then her friend is just like, how did he know that?
Yeah.
You can smell him.
The 42-year-old bitch was out of line because she's ugly and she didn't belong on our table. But this is what fucking buried her grave.
Oh.
She started a sentence out by saying, hey, you know, my 9-year-old son loves you. I'm like, bitch, now you're really fucking saying you're
not to mention she was rocking her wedding ring, trying to tell everybody at the table that she wanted to suck their dicks. So he just calls her out and says, like, aren't you're married? And she agreed that she was married. And then, who was it? Mark Miller, one of our friends that was there with us, asked 5 minutes later without hearing him ask, and she denied it. She's like, nah, I'm not married. I don't know why I got it on.
Yeah.
And then he just calls her out. He's like, shit, bitch, you just told me that you're married, you motherfucking liar.
So I called her.
And this is the funny part about it. Come to find out later, her husband was sitting one table behind us.
Oh, man.
Watching her try to give her minging pussy to any one of us dirtbags.
Well, he's doing the same thing.
I'm like, really? I meet him later.
Good marriage.
Dude. Yeah, as long as you don't buy her any drinks.
Dude, it was quite an interesting weekend in Ocean City. This is another fucking good story.
Wait, get in. I'm going to play a song soon.
Yeah,
but,
you must be able to play. You do whatever. You're the boss.
No.
Mike Jones.
It's just so funny, though. Like, that's their marriage. Like, oh, one of our buddies just got married. And his logic was, one of our friends is like, you know that that's only one pussy for the rest of your life. And he's like,
yeah, but in a year, she'll probably start letting me cheat.
Like, yeah. You shouldn't want to. If you're getting married, like,
what the fuck?
At least at that point, you should be stoked on your situation. Right. Maybe in a year, you might not be stoked anymore, but marrying a bitch, hoping that, well, maybe she'll start letting me cheat.
Yeah, she's going to want to swing after a little while.
I don't want her to do that, but I sure do.
Right. I'm playing Alkaline Trio. This band is fucking awesome.
Fucking sick, dude.
This is such a good song. It's called Time to Waste.
I got shit my ass off, guys. I got diarrhea, man. I've been up partying so much. Like, I should just die, hopefully, in this
Well, why don't you devote it to Alkaline Trio?
Man, wipe my ass with this shit.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Shit, man.
set the tomorrow, and you found everything you need to make a life complete. Completely revolting, they have safety and relief to sail up the street. I see you in love every day. You had time to wait, and I'm not sorry. Lies behind those dead eyes and watch you while you sleep every night. And you had time to wait, and I'm not sorry. Such a bad case, I'm not coming.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. A bird may shit, but it will never be a shit bird without sweet Matt Coles join us. Bam Margera, Deco.
And Novak is out taking a minging ass shit.
Oh, he's blowing it up.
Dude, so gross.
His whole body is just filled with like alcohol, pills, and
it comes in with
random drugs.
It was filled with poop, too. But it...
Yo, that shit would get you high if you were in that room, man. It smelled. I'm telling you, dude.
He came back in with his
How do you shit solid if your whole diet is just pills and booze?
I'm surprised my fucking self. I don't know how my body works or still is working.
I would love to
this
see...
This house still works.
Listen how good this fucking email is. Novak, you're so fucking hot. I live in Orange County and I would fuck you in a minute. Bam is hot too, of course, but I already know Novak is easy and so am I. Dick is dick. 714-697.
She's like, hey, bitch, you'll never get my dick.
That was the last one.
That is not good.
Oh, the phone number.
It doesn't even say like your name or anything. It's just like, but I already know Novak's easy to fuck, so dick is dick. 714-697.
I don't ever want a bitch tell me she's a whore, man. Like, I know I'm a whore, but don't you say it to me, bro. Act like you got some morals. You know?
Try to be nice. Yeah, fool me.
Yeah, bitch, you fucking wore out.
You still hump her, though.
Of course, but I would not go out of my way to hump her.
The fact she didn't leave a name and just her number is just easy proof.
I know. It's such a fucking warm move, dude.
I would love to see you with clear intestines so you can just see how much log is in your belly. If we could just watch it, it'd be so disgusting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm into this chick, right? And yeah, I'm into her.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming over. She's going to WWE. I think she'll be at like 5:30, so we got to make this quick when she walks in. I'm trying to bang her out, right? And she pulls a question on my head. She's like, yeah, like, are you saved? Like, I really like you. I want to fuck you, but I think you should get tested first. I'm like, I bet no problem. I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm
going to
get tested.
I'll give you a test right here.
I don't
want
to know what I got if I do got shit, man. Fuck it. Let me die when I'm supposed to die. Don't tell me about it on the way to make me hurt while I'm living.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't want to know.
He's like,
you got 100 days to live. It's like,
I really like this girl that's coming here at 5:30. Like, I really want to have a relationship with her. Like, officially go out. Like,
Novak, we're in Ocean City. Like, you've been talking about all the pussy that you're going to get. He's like, well, I'm already in Ocean City. The damage has been done.
Different area code, different rules, motherfucker.
But that's not... If you want a girlfriend, you can't go out to Ocean City and bang out broads on the beach and shit.
Deke, what do you think, buddy? Am I on the right path?
Bang out...
I'm writing you a little
banging
pass.
Out girls' asses in the park.
Bitch ass, you'd be part of shit patrol.
You're going to be on the lookout so she can take a ming shit.
Yo, shit whore bitch, if you're listening, man, kill yourself. It's the only thing you got going in your life is death, so die quick, bitch.
I can't believe she had, like, the gall.
Good word, I thought like, too, gall.
Like, couldn't she have been like, I don't know, like, hey, I'll be back in 5, I gotta go in the woods and, you know, piss or something, like, be on the lookout so I can take a minging ass shit? That is fucking haggard.
Yo, we had this waitress today, we were at this restaurant with fucking fat fuck Vito. And some waitress was a real hot girl, dude. Probably like a 10 or 11.
Oh, the girl from Belarus.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, sweetheart, I gotta take a minging shit, babe. Point me to the bathroom. I made her.
That's all you have to ask for is where's the restroom. You don't have to tell her what you're gonna be doing in there.
So I took it a step farther and made her escort me to the bathroom. And I just told her how much of a shit I had to take the whole way on the way to the bathroom. Like, babe, I've been drinking and fucking doing God knows what else and fucking God knows what else. I'm like, this shit is nasty, man. Check it out. And she's like, you are so sick. I'm like, I'm sick, but you'll remember when I leave and you'll probably want to fuck me tomorrow.
I went to Cancun with April and Phil, and I got, like, Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
In these very shorts, I think.
What's Montezuma's Revenge?
That's when you, like, blow your ass apart nonstop, dude. And you're sick.
How do you two know about that shit?
Because Montezuma's Revenge.
You change your food, you're eating tacos, you're drinking Corona, or you're drinking Tecate, or something Mexican, and eating hot food.
Look at his face when he explains
it. Guacamole. It looks like guacamole when it goes in, and same coming out, right? Well, I'm sitting there with Phil and Ape and Belinda and Ruthie and Chris D, everybody's sitting there, and I was like, oh, major fart coming right. Oh,
you shit yourself?
Fill the trowel, man.
Fill the trowel.
Like, fuck. So I just.
It
like,
wasn't like a little hunk of shit. It was a full blown
hunk of shit.
It was like the whole nine came out at once.
So
I just fucking.
Yeah, like, how do you, like, you gotta cup your asshole at that point. So stop doing it all the time.
Luckily, I was
like, having a little, like,
the fuck?
Hershey squirt is like one thing, but like
a full on love.
It was fucking. It was like 7 inches all the way around, all
shit
brown.
Shitbirds.
Like,
you didn't even try to stop. You just let it roll.
What do you think they gave me the nickname Shitbirds? Because I like birds or something.
Yo, when
man,
Vito,
sick,
yo,
dude.
Vito lost 100 pounds, but when he was like extra fat, he had this. listen to this. I forget where we went, but there's this place, and the toilet was for like little kids, like the shit bowl for like kids. Vito had this shit. He squeezes his fat ass.
Ew, God damn.
He takes his shit and. The shit must have went through like 4 inches of skin because when it came out, it was just a flattened pancake.
Ew! I just had the biggest mental fucking picture of that fat shit. Ew.
Picture like squeezing your ass cheeks together and then trying to shit. That's what he had to do.
It didn't let it out.
I can picture that when you were little, you had that Play-Doh set. And you mash the Play-Doh through the tight thing and it comes out flat.
Shits and slices.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened, so... He fucking squeezed out like a pancake of shit because I had to hit his skin.
Ew, man, fucking
hell. Mine came through my shorts and looked like Fuzzy Pump or Barbershop. Just came out in little, like, spaghetti, like...
Yeah, you
so I just went and hit
man,
the ocean.
Man, you got the sickest fucking
family.
I just
walked
in
the ocean.
Everyone of you guys are nuts.
The best is when you blow it out so bad and it just looks like a hot crock of chocolate soup and, like, seaweed.
Oh, that just happened 2 minutes ago right there.
That's so gross.
The one time in second grade, I invited this kid named David Crothamel over. He took a minging ass shit, forgot to flush. I come in there. Dude, it was rainbow shit.
No way.
It was Roy G. Biv, dude. Yeah. Red, orange, yellow.
Oh, shit. Dude, artistic point of view.
I don't, dude, it was like full-blown rainbow. Like, what the fuck
what's
did
that
he
saying again? Roy G. Biv? I remember that
Roy
shit.
Roy G. Biv.
It took me back on memory.
Blue, late. Indigo, violet or some shit.
Yeah, red, orange,
I haven't heard that indigo, for years, violet.
Bro. Oh, man. Oh, dude, in Stetson, the hottest girl
shut
in
up,
the
dude.
School, her name was Lisa. She, we were sitting by the payphone, and it was like me and my haggard skater friends, and she wanted to like impress us by letting her know that she was like best friends with the top shit basketball fuck. So she's like, "Hey, what's up, John?" in front of us, like, and she grabs her book bag and she throws it at him. But all the might that she used to throw the book bag, it was just like, "Oh!" And she like ripped the fart. And then one of my friends, Chris Matthews, it was just like, "Did she just rip a fucking fart?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then we all just died laughing. She didn't show up for school for 2 days. How like, embarrassing.
So you gotta hold the concentration.
That's like if Novak sneezed right now, he'd have to fucking leave.
Hey, yo, if I sneeze, you can sell my snot for $100 at least.
No, I'm talking, you'd probably blow your ass out.
I shit so bad it rakes just about 3 weeks ago. I shit and I left it in the toilet in the basement, and we were all just got back from dinner. I said, "Rake, something happened in the toilet. Like the whole porcelain's cracked, but it still works." I was like, "You should go check it out. Go check it out." But I had to see Chuck. He went in and lifted it up, and Landon went in with him. And it was so disgusting that this guy, Todd, didn't even go in the bathroom, but he smelled it, but since I didn't say anything about it, he got so sick he ran outside and started throwing up. I made him throw up from just the thought and smell of my shit, dude. That's a fucking honor.
I walked into a cave.
You saw that phone call there?
Yeah.
Let's talk to someone.
Hell yeah. Fucking right. Put him through, motherfucker. Why would I ever talk like
why
that?
Why that aggro?
I know. I love you. What happened?
Yeah, let's talk to the girl who's on her way down to Westchester right now.
Oh, she is coming in.
I just hit delete.
Yeah, bam, good job, buddy.
But I think she's still on the line. I just lost
it. Yo, this dude has every electronic gadget known to man.
Oh, Tom,
my dad knows how to work a goddamn one of them.
I don't like any of that shit.
This dude has faith in gadgets.
Faith in gadgets.
No faith in gadgets.
What?
You got her on the phone or no?
Well, since Bam fucked that up, you know, just right on. That's what I would do.
Speaking of phones, I'm driving down to Ocean City, Maryland. My phone's ringing.
Wait, we got somebody.
There she is.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's going on?
Are you coming to Westchester?
Yes, I am, for my 21st.
Not only are you coming to Westchester, you're literally going to be coming, hopefully.
Well, my friend wants to come for you, Novak.
I want to come for you, babe. You're going to be 21, it never happens again.
Damn, this babe sounds hot.
Yeah, you do. And you're coming with fucking Fast Company.
You guys were actually looking at my picture the other day. Well,
really?
Like 2 weeks ago.
You're not the one with the thong fucking through your pussy holding it on your teeth. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That's not you, is
that's
it?
That's not me, though.
Figures.
I'm Jen from Boston. I don't know if you remember.
Do you skate?
Do I skate now?
Oh, man, thank God.
But are you guys even going to be around then?
When?
August
4th. Yeah, why not? Sure.
Novak's
always around. He's got one.
I don't got nothing to do, man. I just ride the coattail of the millionaire. Well, you don't want to buy me a ticket. I'm just hanging.
Coattails.
We're going to be at the Clutch show on Saturday.
Oh, shit, where at?
Rex's.
Saturday? Wait, you're on your way to Westchester right now?
No. I'm.
Where are you coming from, Bolivia?
Boston.
Oh.
I'm going to be there August 4th, which is the day of my birthday.
Oh, okay. Well,
do you want to get laid on your birthday?
Actually, yeah. I'm going to get there on my birthday.
From who?
What?
From a random?
What?
From a random, or are you bringing your boyfriend?
Do you have a boyfriend, or do you want to do...
Oh, no boyfriend, no attachments.
Oh, so you just want to fucking leave, and that's, man...
But just...
you had no retort.
Yeah. I had one planned out, but because I slept 48 minutes and 48 hours, I fucked it up. Sorry, babe.
But,
well, if Clutch is playing at Rex's, then I'm sure that we'll have, like, an after party here at the house, so... You could have some drinks and then maybe do something you might regret.
Yeah, but
I plan on doing that, definitely.
Novak will be tested, too. So
I don't even know if I'll come back alive.
Oh, man, Novak has a hard-on right now for you.
Dude, my dick's growing by the minute,
dude.
It's
got to be for my friend.
I want to fuck. We'll have a threesome. Come on, bitch.
Hey,
I
want to
If
you gotta take a poop, Novak will watch for you.
She didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we were talking earlier on the
show
at
7 o'clock.
He just humped some girl in the woods, and then she was like, "Can you go on a lookout for me? Because I have to take a minging ass shit
in the woods, dirty
That's
bitch."
Gross.
You would never shit in the woods, had that fuck.
You would never shit in the woods, would you?
No.
And have Novak look out for you.
Yeah, I'd look out.
I'm sure he'd be looking out too. I'd sure be watching me take.
Yeah, I'd be calling the police, telling your exact location because you deserve to go to jail, you dirty bitch, for shit after I fucked in the woods. Not you,
Sam.
Not you, babe, not you. Oh, babe, just pushed for you.
Yeah. Sam, I heard you busted your ass at the gravity games.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. It's still, it's so bad, it's like completely black and blue right now. I couldn't believe that it happened during practice, so... the next day was the actual contest, and I woke up in the morning, I couldn't even walk. I was like, there's no way I'm skating this thing, but I ended up taking, like, a bunch of Advils and shit and actually...
Yeah, I just game face on, man. I thought it was out. Yeah, 10 minutes later, he was on his board, man.
I thought it happened the day of the gravity game.
No, it actually happened in New York. We went for the, we went on that Zoomies tour skating, and we jumped off this fucking 18-wheeler on the sofa.
Yeah, that was my other ass.
That's what
that
happened, though.
No, that's a new... That was
that
just
happened
here.
That day?
Now I have a new one on my other ass.
This dude's got five asses, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking UFO man here.
So,
what's your dimensions before we hang out? What's your weight, tit size, and big ass or no ass? What do you got?
Oh, my God. You've seen the picture, so I guess you can wait and find out.
I do so much partying, man. I forget my own fucking name. I'm not going to remember the picture from last
well,
week.
Well, then you're going to have to be surprised, but I don't think there'll be any disappointments.
Hey. Hold on.
Will you please leave me a chocolate snake?
Well, fuck. I'll fuck even if you're fat and 80. I don't care.
If you're fat and
no,
80.
No, you don't want to be saying that kind of shit.
I say it every day, babe. I don't know when to say it all of a sudden. Tell me.
Well, babe, I'll fuck you if you're fat and 80.
Dude, there's a price to... Hey, what's your name again, Jen?
Yeah.
Do you believe there's a price to everything?
Do I believe in what?
Do you believe there's a price tag on everything in life?
Oh,
Because you know how somebody's like, would you suck your cousin's dick for $1 million? Like,
oh, no,
I wouldn't.
No.
But you would!
If
dude,
I would put $1 million cash on the table right now,
I would suck the shit out. I would suck the cum out of his dick.
I'd suck the dick off of Deco's skin, man.
I'd do it for a 12-pack.
Are you trying to say you'd hook up with your cousin for money?
I've tried. The people
dude,
won't let me.
If my guy cousin was like, yo, I'll give you $1 million if you suck my dick, dude, I would suck the cum right out of his dick.
I'd do it for I'd do it for $1,000 as we speak, man.
You do it for $1,000.
I'll put Deco's dick in my mouth for 1 second right now for $1,000.
Would you eat my cum omelet?
How much?
$7,000.
It sounds like you're trying to get down his pants. It's like a good tactic. Like, if you were actually a homo and you wanted to suck his dick, like, yeah, Deco, like, you know, if you wanted to give me, like, $200, I'd suck your dick. I don't want it.
Why would I just pay for it?
Yeah, you know what? All right, yo, babe, we'll see you on your birthday and fucking prick yourself up, shave your pussy, because I'm banging you out here with Swim on Sunday. Ooh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Late. Bye, yo, bye. I was watching this porn the other day, guys. And, like, it's fucking niggin-ass dudes who are, like, fat Mexicans and never get hot pussy. And I see them banging out these dime pieces. I'm like, how the fuck they last so long? And my buddy said that most of them are fucking gay. You know?
Oh, yeah?
So that's how they last, because they're really not into it.
What an insult. What a fucking jerk.
Yeah, that would suck.
Wouldn't that make sense, though, man?
Hey, let's devote this next... Oh, this... We have to devote the next song to the girl that we just talked to because it's a new Bloodhound Gang song, brand new. You can't even get it yet, but
I got it.
And the song
tape recorders.
The song is actually called Fuck. It's called Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo, and the whole song is just about like different ways of banging out girls. It's so fucking
funny. So listen to these words, babe, because
try to
your pussy.
Try to pay attention to these words. This is the new Bloodhound Gang song called Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo on Radio Bam Series 28 Fast.
Kickstart my
heart, Bloodhound Gang. Battered dick.
fucking baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bell.
Oh, Rick's here, huh?
Whoa. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I like it. I just got the end of it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good.
Dude, that was great.
I just shot a music video for it.
Oh, for that one?
Yeah, I'm actually like the main guy in it. They're in a tunnel playing, and there's like hair on top of the tunnel. Like, picture the Holland Tunnel with like hair on top. Like, it's a big pussy.
Like, when you go in?
And I'm driving this banana car into the tunnel. It's fucking hilarious.
That was fun.
And there's all these like, there's all these like fags and retards and like, and girls like wearing basically nothing in all these construction outfits, like working on the side of the road as I'm driving. Like, retards, fags, and hot chicks.
That's awesome.
It's so funny.
Really, retards?
Yeah, the bagger. Bloodhound Gang is friends with this retarded guy called the Bagger because he bags groceries. Yeah. And, dude, he got caught, like, getting blowed by, like, some 11-year-old in the back of, like, a grocery
store. Cheers to him, man. Cheers.
And the cops came, and they didn't know what to do because he was retarded. Like,
damn, that's a great idea. I'm retarded, man.
The video starts off with the bag.
Yeah, we got video calls.
And he's all retarded. He goes, fish don't fry in the kitchen. Let's answer this. How do we put him on speaker?
Top right, I think.
Oh, here we go. Hello? Hello? Beat up.
Reception might suck in here.
Yo, can you hear me?
Hey, we'll just have him call him or something.
Yeah, we'll call his ass.
Fucking Vito.
We'll call him back.
All he wants to do is party.
We gotta talk to his ass.
Yeah, I gotta avoid him like a bad habit, man.
Can we call his pussy ass?
It's probably
him
again.
Goddamn.
Come on, man.
Hello? Yo, let me put you on speaker, pussy. Yeah, can you hear me? What are you doing?
There we go.
You're still down there drinking?
You're a piece of shit.
A birthday party.
You're a piece of work.
Shit.
Oh,
his reception.
She's
driving
to the last place. She wanted to meet you. She's a hot one.
Oh, she's a hot one?
Yeah, she's a hot one. You gotta meet her. Say hi.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, you know how sexy she's trying to be?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the radio right now. I forgot to tell you guys. Sirius Radio. Right now.
I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah, right now, okay. Live on the radio. So
make my dick hard. Say something sexy, bitch. I don't want to hear hi, ma'am, all that dumb shit.
So that's Novak talking.
Fucking right, man. Don't waste our time.
He's getting all rude.
That's what I do. Babe, don't waste our time. You're on radio. Use it for what it's worth. Get my dick hard. Make me remember you and the rest of the world. Say something now. Action.
That's Vito.
Yeah, Babbo made my dick soft and limp. His voice.
She's taking off her clothes just thinking about you.
What?
She's taking off her clothes thinking
about
you. Well,
do it step by step and tell me about it. Come on, bitch. Don't make me talk you through this.
The reception's so bad on this phone, man. Hey, we'll call you guys back on a landmine. Hey, we're going to call you guys back in a little bit, okay?
A landline. Drug deals. You'll call me on a landline. Can't talk on this line.
Tom Vito's
Speaking of drug deals, we're
not that I was doing one.
We're getting hammered on this like deck bar.
Yeah.
And this lady comes up and this dude's like,
yo, Bam, you wanna hit up some weed?
I'm just like, nah, I don't smoke weed, man, I'm good. And then the DEA was sitting next to me.
Oh shit.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, you got some weed?
Like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of weed.
You know, and she just shows her badge. And she's just like, yeah, I'm the DEA. He's like, oh, fuck.
So
he, like, hightails it out of there.
I got a phone call.
Then Novak and her just start becoming, like, best friends. He's just like,
yeah, man, I shot dope for 2 weeks straight,
like, telling her everything. And she says, believe it or not, the meth capital of the world is Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Really?
So I'm waiting for Ben to buy me a plane ticket so I can go investigate the truth in that.
Yeah, Ben, let's go on a little vacation in Iowa.
Why do you want to go there?
I don't know, how to do some good skate parks or something.
Yeah, the bitch gave me a DEA card, and I went in the bathroom and did nothing good with it.
I guess because if you're hanging in Iowa and there's nothing to do.
Dude, the bitch was telling me, I swear to God, she was more hell than we were. She started getting drunk.
Dude, she's the DEA.
Her son was with her.
Her son was right there. 12
years
old.
She was just like, we need to find like some kind of bathroom. I'm going to suck you off.
To me.
Oh, no.
And then Vito was coming to say, I fuck Vito. Right in front of her son. Then this fucking Marine boy wants to start shit. And I'm trying to defuse the whole fucking situation because I don't want to deal with this dumb shit. And she keeps it going.
It's always Marines, though, that fucking, like, I don't know. I mean, they're cool or whatever, but, like,
no, they're not cool.
Anytime my brain ever hurts from, like, somebody talking, it's always, like, somebody related to the Army or something. Like, this guy, I was, like, drunk. I was just trying to stay drunk, and, like, this dude just comes like, yo, what's up, man? I'm in the Marines. I just want to say this, that, and the other thing, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da-da, and I like when you did this. I'm like, yo, man, you should get my buddy on I'm just like, after, like, 4 minutes of just nothing but that, I was like, dude, my fucking brain hurts right now. I can't even think straight. And he's like, you're a motherfucker. I'm never buying any of your videos again. And he's like, well, you already bought them, buddy, so I already got my $4 out of
here. You know what else I hate, man, when you go to public places like that? That every fucking idiot in the world that I don't really want to be friends with, I don't need more friends, I'm like, yo, do this shot, you know, Novak. Nah, man, I don't feel like it. Come on, man, don't be a bitch where you can't drink. What are you, fucking pussy?
Oh, dude,
but I'm definitely not going to, like, prove you wrong, and I'm 26, and peer pressure doesn't work anymore, so shut the fuck up and go somewhere, man.
The beach is nothing but that. Yo, man, do a fucking shot with me, like, yeah, like, give me, like, five. Oh, come on, man. Quit being a pussy. Just do a shot. Like, dude, you have to realize that there's 80 people here, and all 80 want to do a shot. So I just did 6 of them. Calm the fuck down.
Not to mention every fucking person you meet is it's their birthday that night.
Yeah.
Everyone.
So yeah, it's my birthday, man. Want to buy me a shot?
Yeah, right?
I ain't got no money.
Some guy's like, you want to do a shot with me? It's my birthday. I was like, I'll buy your shot. This is like 15 North years ago. I buy him a shot. He fucking throws down a shot with me. Before I even turn around, he's running out the front door, throwing up on his way out.
No shit. Like,
that's the best $5 I ever saw.
Why? What'd you get him? Do you remember?
I don't even know the Jaeger or something.
He was probably just hammered.
Right.
You guys remember the time you guys made me do 15 Rocky Mountain motherfuckers?
Oh, you were a piece of work.
Yeah, I went in there. I bought everybody a shot. I'm like, I like Deco. I like Don. I like Bam. I want to buy all these guys a shot.
You were a piece of work. That was at Duffer's, weren't you?
Yeah,
you were like laying in the corner just like, oh, we got to go to my brother's wedding.
Yeah. I can see her talking like, yeah, shitbirds, you are a fucking piece of work.
Dude, man.
You're just talking nonsense.
I bought all these shots for everybody, and then they're all like, yeah, get a shot. And then when it came time for everybody to do their shot, they're like, nah, man, I'm trying to quit. It's like, what?
So
I'm sitting there working. I'm like 9 shots, 10 shots, 11 shots. And I looked at the bartender. I was like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah. Hey, let's talk to Vito right now.
Okay.
Fuck, man. I'm scared of his fucking name.
Vito!
Yo! Yo, DeVito! Yo, I've never party. Yo, Vito, I will never party with you again, dude. I have slept 48 minutes and 48 hours fucking with your fat ass.
Come on, Vito.
You peed on me last night. It wasn't me.
Yo, Vito. Dude, Vito's hell.
Vito, you were fucking hammered last night.
Spot on my bed.
And you left a wet spot on his bed.
Yo, we're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vito invites me to stay in his room. He's like, you can stay in my room. So then I walk in the door. He has these two college chicks out there getting ready to blow him or whatever. And then he's like, you cockblocker, you showed up. I'm like, you invited me back here.
You knew you were coming, asshole.
Then I fall asleep on my bed, and it's covered in fucking beer.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's fucking beer.
You have some fast company in my bed spilling beer and shit.
Give me a heart, or you people are shit. Give me a
heart. Yo. Hey, Vito, how about this story, you piece of shit? Fucking
like the craziest people ever.
Shout out to place, Vito. 8 a.m., swear to God, if a mind send me to hell right now. 8 a.m., I'm partying. I'm not going to bed. I'm going down to the fucking pool bar. I leave my money in the hotel room. I come back, get it on my bag. And Vito just takes Viagra like his fucking lifesaver. So he just eats them so he has
with
a hard
no
dick.
Pussy. With not, no pussy.
He
doesn't
have a pussy line up. He just eats them to eat them like a dipshit, right? I come in.
Why do you want to walk around with a fucking hard dick?
So look, I come in. Vito, like, Vito, you know this shit's true too, bitch. You'll call me a liar all day, but fuck, you know it's true. 8:30 a.m., I walk into our room. Vito's just fucking plopped out on the fucking bed with these fucking boy shorts on, these little fucking tight boy shorts. With a fucking hard dick pointed south right out of his shorts, dude. I swear to God. Vito, what do you think of that?
No, it wasn't me, dude. I got all these nice hooter girls. Dude. They can let nothing just come out. You must have pulled it out of my fucking pants here with bags. Get away from me.
Yo, Vito, remember when I ate pizza naked right in front of your bed?
Yeah, what'd you wake up to see this morning, Vito?
Nephew eating pizza with his dick in my face.
What'd you say to him, Vito?
I had a pit bull last night.
What'd you say to me?
What'd you say to him when you called him eating pizza naked at 10 a.m. in your room?
Why is everybody naked in my room? You scare all the girls away. It's cock block. They want all the young girls.
We're cock blocking?
Yeah, that's why you went to sleep so bad today. Remember, Vito? Look, it's like 3 o'clock.
We got dick teasers. The worst best dick teasers ever, though.
Yo, yeah. Vito's got all these girls
all
are
these,
showing up.
All
today,
these Hooter
right?
girls are showing up at the place that he invited us, but like 5 minutes before they showed up, he's like, yeah, why don't you guys get going? You're not going to make the radio station in time. He just wanted us to not cock block the Hooters.
Because he's like, man, I'll get them all drunk and primed up and like to do it, but then like you young guys walk in, like they just fuck, they're not over my game, you know?
Right, Vito?
Yeah, it's time for you to get home. I'm glad you made it in time for the radio show.
Hey, Vito. pull out, yo. Hey, ladies, I know you're surrounded by 12 girls that won't do shit with you, but at least it makes you feel good for the time. Yo,
I'm going to a block party.
Pull out. I want you to tell us everything that's in your front two pockets you share right now.
Yeah, because every time we touch your front two pockets, you freak out. What's in there? We want to know.
Ladies, do it for us. Give us a step by step right now.
Yeah.
Vicodin and a goddamn Vicodin. $250.
Yeah, right. You got
$250 and a Vicodin.
You got more.
And I'm tired, but I'll suck today.
Huh? Did you eat a Viagra yet?
Yes, I'm getting ready for tonight.
Hey, you already ate it?
Well, I don't understand why you'd pop a Viagra. It's just like, you're supposed to jack off before you go out to the club so you're not some, like, rape artist. Yeah. You pop Viagra so you have a fucking raging hard-on and you just walk in the club with a hard-ass dick.
And then you get so fucked up, you can't even fuck anyway, so you just go to bed with a hard dick, dude.
You know
he's my wife, Donald.
You got your bed,
Donald. We're doing this fucking autograph signing. Oh,
beautiful. But, hey, Vito, we got to go because we got to play a song.
Well, don't know. I hope you didn't get pregnant. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later, Vito.
That's the quickest he ever hung up the phone.
I know, dude.
Oh, my God.
I had to hang up with him twice, today. Remember, man? He just talks nonsense. I'm like, all right, Vito, later. And just hang up because he doesn't shut up.
You have to hang up on him. It feels awful, buddy.
He's getting ready to do a line of Vicodin and some fucking penis enlargement lines.
What's it like when he shits on Viagra? Does he just have a fucking flagstaff? Fucking
dude, before he went to bed, he popped a Viagra. So he's just sleeping with a hard on. Coming out of his shorts, pointing south.
I'm fucking in Viagra, whatever.
You'd never think it was pointing south, but like it was.
Yo,
usually it's pointing north.
I swear to God,
that probably helps him get up, because when he's laying down, it's so hard for him to get up, so he just rolls onto that and like gives him, it's like a kickstand.
It's a kickstand, pogo stick.
That's how I kickstart his dick, man.
Yo, you should be a rape artist and paint me a picture.
Yeah, Deke, what do you think? Deke,
is that what a rape artist is? They just get a nice piece of canvas and they just paint paintings of rape.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful paintings, portraits, anything. And then I guess they rape.
Here's me. Look at what this email says. Here's some hate mail for you. Missy is a cock hag. I hate her. She looks like she's always on pot. And you always try to look like Villa. You're the biggest poser ever.
People are effed up, man.
Missy, what do you have to say for yourself?
Fuck you.
Yeah, Steven, her game face
nice.
Up.
Missy's nice. They've never hung out with Missy. They don't fucking know. She's nice.
What, do you like her shit, Birch?
Yeah, she's cool.
Try to get her pants shit, Birch?
If Matt tries to help out, that's just a trouble.
All right, never mind. She's a cock hag, whatever.
You trying to fuck her with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of your ass?
Yo, shit, Birch, sing him your mulch song.
Missy, can shit, Birch fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of your ass?
No, absolutely not.
No. Oh, yeah, there's a new song called.
Wait, let me give the build up.
Yeah, sing your song about mulch.
Well, let me tell him why he hates mulch. You tell him.
I'll tell him why. Because
April.
Matt is the
caretaker.
He's the caretaker of my house, my brother's house, and Ape and Phil's house. So he has to deal with mulch all day.
And April hates to. April always makes some mulch, like every other day, 50 pounds of mulch. And he's so fed the fuck up, I walk out the day. And this is the song he was singing. 3, 2, 1, action.
Mulch. Mulach. Mulache. Mulch. Mulch. Mulache. Mulch. And that's pretty much all I
got. No, I like the other one. Yeah, it was the remix. It was mulch.
Yeah.
Fucking mulch.
Fucking mulch. Fucking mulach. Fucking mulache.
Yeah, he hates
the mulach.
He hates mulch like I hate fucking
mulch. Dude, I fucking hate mulch.
Yeah, you should just keep mowing shitbirds into the lawn
just
and let the grass grow real high.
Do that shit.
Well, I could just keep like
helicopters. We're in a flight path, so people looking out from flying in from Philadelphia are probably just looking down like,
what the fuck,
shitbird? I have a 14-acre yard, so you can see that motherfucker from a mile off.
Remember when we spray-painted a giant dick on top of an 18-wheeler so helicopters would see it in traffic?
Yeah. Really?
We climbed up on the top of an 18-wheeler when we were banned in high school.
Awesome.
We painted this massive cock on the top.
Like, as long as the whole thing's like... And you go to traffic before you just see a fucking dick.
I'm getting on the mower right now.
Or just picture, like, if they were going under a bridge and you're at the top of it, like, what?
What the fuck?
He has dick hard on top of the car.
I'm going out in the grass right now. I'm going to do a big fucking wiener right in the middle of the yard, right under the shit birds. That'd be great.
You should just say
big.
April will fucking
you
beat your ass.
Assholes and have an arrow pointing to the neighbor's house.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sorry about that.
Yo, I'm going to play a song and let's talk some more shit about fucking 7-Eleven, motherfuckers. Oh, dude.
Bitch going down, Seth.
Right now I'm
going
to play Hanoi Rocks, the new one. So good.
Is this better? We already played Better High.
Yeah. The singer's a speed addict, and then the guitarist is a heroin addict.
Yeah, let's wrap this show, because I'm trying to get a Better High on, man. Come on. Just kidding. Drugs are bad.
It's called I Feel the Earth Move.
I'm hoping to do that tonight. Yeah.
So here it goes. Hanoi Rocks, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Fucking mulch.
Yeah. Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Woo, shitbirds is in the house. Dico, fake Bam assistant faggot. And of course, Bam. Woo.
You know what? I'm in love with hate mail. I only like hate mail. This is the best.
Who
fucking
wants to read kiss ass mail?
Listen to how fucking funny this is. Yo, Bam Bam, what the Volk? You suck at finding girlfriends. First off, Jen looked like a vat of mayo and Oreo mixed together and a spread on Novak's tiny ding ding.
The fuck am I on that shit for?
Fuck off, like this ridiculous pig-shaped retard that is like 174 years old.
Pat.
Then there's Melissa, who is a goddamn shitload better than Jen and Missy, but she's still sickening as a boogie coming out of the peanut eating Hessian with sweaty clothes with her disgusting jugular ball sack. Filthy Missy needs her own fucking paragraph. You can't even relate to her ska music. How bad she is. It hurts to look at her. Just hearing the word Missy, you instantly think of a hooker stuffing her mouth with Pop-Tarts on a random Tuesday.
Oh my god, this guy's brilliant, dude.
She looks like she found it to dump.
Yeah, this guy's brilliant, man.
For $2.
Yo, call us up sometime,
she
man.
She looks fucking 12. She looks like that Spitfire face mixed with Oprah. With gas lipstick, a cat, Aunt Jemima, and Joe Frost.
Oh, my. Now that's the icing on the fucking cake, bro.
She has a dick like Novak. You can get way better someone who looks like a fucking savage if they were make a real version of the Flintstones, she would fit right the fuck in. She looks like she popped out of a box of fucking milk duds.
Milk duds. That candies are great, man.
Like a shit face that says, this is getting bullshit. She's like Donald Trump with scraggle hair. She looks like Ray Khan with Down syndrome.
He had that.
If Ray and Michael Jackson had a kid, it would be Missy. If you save 67 parts in a Tupperware box.
What? That's about parts?
In a Tupperware box. And then opened it. That's the odor she probably smells like.
67 parts.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Come on, give her a tour, babe. You got it. What's the retort?
I don't really have anything to say.
Why
about
not?
That.
It's brilliant. Say it's brilliant at least.
Very creative, thanks.
Fuck, man. Please call us up, dude. He always God has these damn great emails.
Oh,
like,
they're awesome.
He makes us fucking laugh our fucking eyes
that's
out.
That's the best great, email.
Miss your Brandon, goddamn right? Sweetheart, but that is fucking funny.
And that's how we're going to end the show, probably.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna wrap it up right after I tell you about 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I go into 7-Eleven in Ocean City, Maryland, and I bring the beer up, and the motherfucker's like, ID? I give them my passport. They're like, we don't take passports. I'm like, it's the highest form of ID there is. I got into Finland with this 2 days ago, and now I can't buy beer in Delaware? You know? And they're just like, can't do it, sorry. I'm like, fine, Missy, you're 26, here. And so she gives her ID. He's like, nope, can't do it, at first it was Novak's, and his was expired. I'm like, he's not trying to drive, asshole, he's trying to show you that he's 26, it doesn't matter.
So, get loaded,
so this motherfucker would not sell his beer. I'm like, fine, you want to play hard ass? I'm going to make it hard for you. Now you got to clean up all these postcards, and I just grab this massive postcard thing, and I just throw it all over the place and walk out.
Good for you.
And even if they showed the cops the footage because it was on the surveillance, I'd be like, I didn't hurt anything. They're just postcards. They just had to pick them all up.
Yo, Deke, it was the funniest thing ever because, like, you know when you just know someone, you know how their mind works?
Yeah.
I saw him just slowly pissing them off more, and I saw this whole situation played out 5 minutes before it happened, dude, because after he was fed up, it was, like, so slow motion to me, but they didn't know. He just looks around. I see it coming like he's somebody who fucked up.
We're all 26 years old, and he's fucking playing hardball.
I'm going to play hardball, bitch. I'm a bat, motherfucker.
All right, we got to say bye because time. Can I play one more song or you guys tell me to
man,
fuck
man, you're
off?
The boss, man. Fuck that, Mike Jones.
I'm going to visit Hulk Hogan right now.
Yeah, we're going to fucking Raw tonight.
Mr. Nanny.
We're going to go to Raw to do some Raw. Not me, though.
So say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
G-Unit.
Oi, oi, shit.
Talk to you later, Brand.
Mulch yeah. Man. I'll see you later, Paul.
Dico, love you.
Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band, everybody. 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.